This is Erica Dix with the Media Sanctuary, and I'm sitting here with John McKnight for an interview for Tools for School Kids. How are you doing, Mr. McKnight?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. AKA DJ Smooth?
That's right.
All right. What exactly is Tools for School Kids?
Tools for School Kids is a program that myself and a couple of colleagues and I started back in 2010 through our nonprofit charity organization, which is called Community Empowerment Programs Incorporated.
Where does your charity take place?
Takes place primarily in the Philippines. I started traveling there back in 2010, three times a year.
And what do you do in this charity?
We do a couple of things. My focus has been education, and so I traveled back and forth to the Philippines to work with the school systems and the children, teaching, providing livelihood, nutrition, and educational services.
So tell the people what their donations will contribute to.
Donations will contribute to things like school supplies, to break that down to be more specific. Books, pens, pencils, reading materials. We even pay for the tutors who come in and do English as a second language. And I do some of that myself. Uniforms and transportation. Uniforms and transportation are very important because kids come from the different provinces, the different barangays within the province, and they have to take public transportation back and forth to school.
And why do you do this charity?
I do it because it's in my heart to work with and to help the underprivileged people, children, and families. And I do it because I just like to give back in whatever way I can.
And how has your program improved over the years?
Well, we improved by adding on several of the different Philippine educational school systems. They're public schools. We have a couple of private schools that we also work with. And I think the biggest thing that we improved in was to get the support of the school systems, because that's very difficult in the beginning to go into a country where no one knows you, and you have to kind of convince them that you're here to help and to do the right thing. And to gain that trust is the most important thing. So areas like that where big improvements were made, I call them improvements, but they were actually accomplishments and achievements. Whereas like school principals, barangay captains, and teachers will want to embrace and have embraced the program and really have taken advantage of the services that we provide.
And what is some of your goals for the next 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years, my biggest goal is to relocate permanently to the Philippines. Eventually, I will leave, and that's mainly because it will be more self-sufficient to run the program while living in the Philippines. So that's goal number one. Goal number two is always to increase the number of participants that we serve. So we served about 4,000, between 4,000 and 5,000 within the past 10 years. For me, those are good numbers, but they could be better. And also to bring on more staff and more volunteers. Volunteers are critical in this mission.
And what do you feel you should improve upon?
Me, personally? I don't know if I have the answer to that question right now. Maybe I could do better in marketing. It's difficult to ask people for help. Anyone who does charity work or fundraising will tell you that the most difficult thing that they have to do is to go out and to solicit funds. And it really is. because people want to give, but people want to give because it's a commonality, or, you know, there's a good reason why they're going to give their money, and they want to see that their money is going to be put to good use. And so we take lots of pictures. Right now, not too savvy in the video production piece, but, you know, if we have some volunteers who could help with that, that would be great. And so, but we like to be transparent. I personally like to, for people to know that when you give whatever amount you have given, you can definitely know that, and those people who do know me and know that I travel 3 times a year to the Philippines know that, you know, the money that they give is going to a good cause.
Okay, so tell us a little more about DJ Smooth, your alter ego.
Well, that guy, he's been a DJ for 40 years. He's born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. And somewhere around 12 years old, he had a passion for music. Just jumped into his mind that he wanted to be like those people on the radio station. So that's when it all began for me. Got my first set of turntables and a mixer at 12 for Christmas. And I've been plugging along ever since. It has been a very fruitful and lucrative career for me as a DJ. I've played on various radio stations in the Capital District. That was another dream of mine I wanted to pursue. I wanted to be an air personality, so I went to the new School of Radio and Television and got my degree certificate from there. And went on to college radio first, 88.3 WVCR. And then from there, I spent about seven or eight years. And then from there, I went to Jams 96.3 in the area. Spent a couple of years there. And from there, I went to 102.3 Kiss FM and spent a couple of years there. All at the same time as I'm doing radio, I was doing remote DJ services, basically going out and doing clubs and parties. And so people who live in the Capital District know that some of the hottest clubs were popping in the 90s. And so, I mean, need I say more? Been there, done that. And so now I'm doing this. I still do remote DJ services, but I'm dabbling back in radio. And, you know, I found a new passion that I really enjoy. And so I'm doing internet radio. And that leads me up to, you know, the 247urbanhits.com. So I'm doing that these days.
Okay. Can you tell the people where they can find more information about your organization and some of your social medias?
The organization right now, we have to revamp our website because some of our board members have left and resigned, and so things are changing in that area. So right now you can find us I'm really doing word of mouth right now. I do have a Facebook page. On my regular Facebook page, you'll find my page, a CEPI, C-E-P-I page. So you can find some information about the charity organization there. So if you just punch in CEPI, NYS, all types of information will come up about the charity organization. That's how you can find us there. That's the Facebook, the Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So once again, it's CEPI, C-E-P-I-N-Y-S, and that's how you can plug into that. To plug into 24/7 Urban Hits, real simple, just plug into 247 Urban Hits. And you search that in Google, and that can get you to the online radio station. Also, http://, you know, you got to put those in front, or sometimes you don't have to, but you got to put those in front. And then 247urbanhits.com, that'll bring up the radio station. Then there's also dj-smooth.com. And there's dj.smooth.live. My social medias for DJ Smooth are DJ Smooth NY or DJ Smooth 66, and that will get you directly to my social medias all over the net. So I'm well plugged in, well versed. And then there's my regular name on Facebook, which is John McKnight. So it's, yeah, that's pretty much it. Facebook.com/DJSmooth66. And that plugs you into my main page for Facebook.
Lastly, where can people find your donation page?
The donation page is located on GoFundMe. So GoFundMe.com/ToolsForSchoolKids. So with the Tools for School Kids part, you have to put school tools hyphen the number 4 hyphen school hyphen kids. So Tools for School Kids.
This has been Erica with WOC 105.3. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, John.
Likewise. Thank you very much.